And this morning, I'm going to talk about praise and worship. What's the difference between praise and worship? They kind of go together, but yet they're separated, right? There's a difference between praise and worship. And the definition of praise is express warm approval or admiration, to pay tribute to. I like that. To applaud, to speak highly of, to sing praises of, to glorify. And you know, I can, you know, the difference is I can say, you know, I can praise somebody, you know, like Abby. I'm glad that Abby stepped up and played this morning, aren't you? I could praise her for that. She did a good job. And she'll get better as she practices. Thank you, Abby. You know, you did. I can praise you for that. That's praise, right? The ladies, whoever painted downstairs, I can praise it. That looks good down there. It looks good. I can praise you for that. But when I think about praise, our desire, a praise, it's a desire to talk about God. That's our praise. Because we can tell people how good God is, right? I can say God is so good. That's our desire, is to talk about how good God is. That's my praise. I live that every day. I want to talk about how good He is. That's what He wants us to do. That's our desire, is to talk. If you're a saved individual this morning, your desire is to talk about God and how good He is. Why is He so good? You're going to tell Him how good He is, right? That's what we talk, you know, we talk about Him. That's our praise. Now, when we look at worship, you know, when we sing victory in Jesus, let me go back. I don't want to miss this. When we sing victory in Jesus, we're telling people about the victory that God gave us. Victory in Jesus, that's our praise. It's our talking about God, right? Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me, right? Amen?
Amen.
That's what we talk about. The other song, there was another song, I Will Sing of Your Love Forever. You know that song, I Will Sing of Your Love Forever? That's talking about God. Over the mountains and the seas. I mean, I will sing of Your love forever. I love that. That's me talking about God. That's my praise to Him. There's so many songs. I could just keep going on. There's all these songs that we sing. When I sing, Lord, I give You my heart, I'm telling Him, I give You my heart. That's the definition of worship. It's reverence. It's offered to a, it's a divine reverence that we give. It's to perform or to take part of. That's worship. We take part in that. But praise and worship comes together, doesn't it? We can talk about God, and then we can worship Him. We can tell God. We can talk about Him, and then we can tell Him how much we love Him. We can tell everybody else how much we love Him. But He desires both of it. He likes to hear our praises. He likes us to tell people about Him. But then He also wants us to tell Him how much we love Him and how much we care about Him because of what He did for us. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, He saved me. That's awesome. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
He saved me. I mean, how about you? Isn't it awesome? And isn't it something to get excited about?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, people, I don't know. I don't know if we've lost the desire to praise Him. You know, I would love, when I get up in the morning, this morning, I couldn't wait. Last night, I was up at 3:30 this morning. I'm telling you, I was. I don't sleep very good anyway, but I was up 3:30 this morning, and all I could think about was when I could get to church this morning so I could praise Him. But I was praising Him when I was talking about God. I can't wait till I get to church. So I'm talking to Him, and I'm praising Him, and I'm also worshiping because I'm saying, God, You're so good. I'm here. I'm here. You saved me. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that's my desire, is to worship Him. My desire is to praise Him. That's what He wants from God. That's what He wants from His people. I mean, I would love for people to just rush in from church and all they can wait to do is to get into church so they can praise Him. Amen? You know, I didn't tell you to stand up. I shouldn't have to. Now, come on now. Don't get mad at me. I shouldn't have to tell somebody to praise God. I shouldn't have to tell somebody to worship God. I shouldn't have to tell you that. Because if you're saved, you'll do it. It should be your desire to honor and worship Him, to glorify Him. That's where your heart should be. It shouldn't be about anything else. It's all about Him. I got three things I want to talk about this morning. Maybe more. But I won't preach too long, I promise. Number one. I'm going to pray first, though, because I want... Lord, I just honor You this morning, Lord. I surrender myself to You. Use me this morning. Speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. First thing I want to talk about is praise is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. It's something that we do, but it's something that sometimes is not naturally done. Sometimes it's out of the ordinary, isn't it? Sometimes we don't feel like raising our hands. Sometimes we don't feel like that. Sometimes we don't feel like singing. Maybe because we're tired or we've had a bad day or because we've had a bad week or whatever, but we have to sacrifice ourselves. Sometimes it's just not our nature. Some people are a little more laid back than others. Some people are a little more energetic than others. So it's a sacrifice. We look at Psalms 54:6. Psalms 54:6. I don't know, it should be up there. Psalms has got so many things in it. Psalms is so good. Psalms 54:6. Let me find it. It says, I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry my place and shelter, far from the tempest, the storm. Is that right? That's not right, is it? Where am I at? Oh, no, I was in 55. I'm sorry. I will sacrifice a free will offering to You. I will praise Your name, Lord, for it is good. I will sacrifice a free will offering to You. I will praise Your name. Sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Let's look at Romans 12:2. I know I'll get this one right. 12:1. Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Amen?
Amen.
See, it's a sacrifice, isn't it? It's something we have to sacrifice. Hebrews 13:15-16. Let's look at that. Hebrews 13:15-16. It says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of what? Praise. The fruit of lips that openly profess His name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Amen?
Amen.
See, it's a sacrifice. God wants us to be willing to give to Him. Amen? He wants you to be willing to give to Him. And it is a sacrifice at times. That's why I said, it's not me to tell you to worship God. It's not me to tell you to praise Him. It's a sacrifice sometimes that we have to do. And it's pleasing to Him. He wants us to do that. He desires for us to do that. Second thing is, praise is for God's pleasure. It's for God's pleasure. It's not, Revelations 4:11. And in the King James, I don't know what version they have up here. They got it in the NIV. But in the King James, I like it, what it says better in the King James than in the NIV. It says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. For his pleasure. It's not for our pleasure. And we get that mixed up sometimes because we want to be happy. We want it to please us. We sing a song to please us because we like it. We sing, you know, so, but it's not for our pleasure. It's for his pleasure. That's why we praise and worship him. It's for his pleasure. We didn't create anything. You know, before that, around the throne in heaven, there are four beasts and 24 elders where they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come." We look at Titus 2. Have it up there. Titus. Titus 2:14. It says, "Our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." Eager to do what is good. We look at Psalms 22:3-5. I know I've got a lot of scripture here, but Psalms 22 says, "Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted in you, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame." Amen. It's for his pleasure. It's for his pleasure that we praise him. It's for his pleasure that we worship him. And sometimes, you know, it's not for me. I didn't save anybody, right? It's not for me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. You know, I can imagine they're standing around the throne and they're praising him day and night. That's what he wants from his people. He wants us to praise him. Not just sometimes, not just when we come to church, not when we show up here, not when we're singing songs. He wants us to praise him all the time. He wants us to worship him all the time. On earth as it is in heaven. That's what he says. It's not for our pleasure. It's for God's pleasure.
Amen.
It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for him. Amen?
Amen.
It's for him. That's why. I didn't create anything. That's why it's not for me. I didn't create anybody. I didn't save anybody. I didn't die on a cross for anybody. But he did. He created me. He created you for his pleasure. His pleasure is to serve him. To praise him. To honor him. To worship him. Tell people about him. Worship him. Tell him how much you love him. You love him this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Come on now. Third thing is we praise him because he's worthy. He is worthy.
Amen.
Why? Why is he so worthy? Why is he worthy to you? What did he do for you today? What has he done for you in your life? I can name things. I can just keep naming things that he's done for me. Some of the things that mean nothing to you, but you have those things too. There's things that God's done for you that means everything to you. that may not mean anything to anybody else, but it means something to you. Psalms 18:3, it says, I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. That's one thing He's worthy of. He saved you. He saved me. Praise His name. He saved me. From what? I could have spent eternity in hell. But because He did what He did, He's worthy, right? Because now I don't have to spend eternity in hell. I can spend eternity in heaven with Him. Amen?
Amen.
I hope I'm not getting too loud this morning. I'm excited about it. I may not look like it, but I am. Man, I'm excited. Because He's worthy. He's worthy of my praise. That song we sang, Hallelujah. For He alone is worthy, and He's worthy. I mean, He's worthy of my praise. Psalms 22:3. Go back, I think we read that, or 22:3-5. Yet You are enthroned as the Holy One. Man, I love that. He deserves our praise. Why is He worthy? Think about that. He bring you out of the darkness. That's what He did for me. He brought me out of the darkness into the light. He changed my life. I'm not the same person I used to be. He changed me. And then He keeps me.
He changed everything.
Amen. He made me a new creation. I couldn't do that. Only God can do that. Come on now.
Amen.
There's a lot of things that goes along with that last one. Why is He worthy? Because, number one, because He saved me. That's number one. He saved you. Number two, or B, God lives in praise. Let me tell you, God lives in praise. He lives in it. He desires it. He wants it from His people. He wants it. God operates in praise. You know, when people get together and start praising His name, when the saints come together and start in unity and start praising His name, things start to happen.
Amen.
When the disciples were in the upper room and they were in one accord, things started to happen. When Paul and Silas was in prison, they didn't have to be praising Him. They could have been disgruntled thinking, why did God put us here? Why did He allow us to get beat? But no, they started praising His name. And what happened? The building shook. The jailhouse doors come open. People heard it. Things start to happen when God's people praise Him and worship Him and honor Him. Come on now. God lives in praise. Song, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. That's praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. I love that. This is when we get together in praise, I'm telling you, things happen. We just got to praise Him. Every day. Come on now. How many good things has He done? How many good things has He done for you?
A bunch of things.
A bunch of things.
Yeah. Never let me down.
The last thing is we can praise Him for His mighty acts. Think about the things that He's done. God has done some mighty things. First of all, He created me. Then he saved me. I mean, that's, he heals people. Come on.
Amen.
That's a mighty thing. Do you think about that?
Yeah.
I don't know if we really think about those things anymore. Come on. He heals people.
He heals people.
He saves people. You know, David wrote so many psalms of praise and worship, both together. He'd tell God how good, talk directly to God and say how good he is to him, and then he tells everybody else in his psalm. He does both. Psalms 150. I love this because he tells you how. He tells you how to praise. He tells you how to worship. He tells you how. How? It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we're here. You praise Him in His sanctuary. Amen. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. That's everywhere. Praise Him for His acts of power. God is all powerful. He's almighty. He can do anything if you believe it. I do. But let me tell you, it's not my way. It's His way. And that's what we got to understand. It's not my way. It's not the way I want things. It's not the way I do things. It's the way He does things. And when you live like that, you'll see the mighty power of God.
Amen.
And you'll see His mighty acts working in your life. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with the timbrel and dancing. Oh boy, that's a big one. Praise Him with the strings and the pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God Almighty. What's He saying? Praise Him however you can. With whatever you got. Whether it's your voice, whether it's drums, whether it's a stick, whether no matter what you got, praise His holy name. Amen.
Amen.
That's what David's saying. It doesn't just praise His holy name. Man, you guys are quiet this morning. I'm sorry. But I just want to praise His holy name.
Amen.
Whatever. It ain't about me. Like I said, it's not about my pleasure. It's about Him. It's not about what I want. It's about His will. It's not about my sacrifice. It's my sacrifice to Him. It's about me giving to Him. Always. Why? Because He's the Creator. He's the one that died on the cross. Not me. I can go through all these things again and sum it up, but it's all about Him.
It's all about Him.
And when God's people come together, I'm going to tell you, I got to end with this. When God's people come together and they praise Him with everything that they got, mighty things will happen. Great things will happen. People get saved. Churches grow. Mighty things happen. Satan can't stop it. Because when the power of God's in it, when the people are unified and the people come together and they start praising and worshiping Him like they should, Satan has no power over any of it. And we have to live in that. We have to live in that and we have to accept that and we have to take that. Come on now.
Amen.
God is good. He deserves my praise and honor. He deserves it. He deserves my worship. Because if I don't, then I'm worthless. I'm no good to him. I'm sorry. I feel that way. My desire is to worship him. He did. He saved me by grace. I didn't deserve an ounce of it. I deserve nothing. I deserve hell. That's what I deserve. But because of what he did, that's why I sacrifice myself for him. And it's not always easy. Every day I have to get up and sacrifice, like Paul said. I have to get up every day and die daily for him. It's a sacrifice. It's my giving. Because if I don't, I'll fail him every time. I will. I'll fail him. But as long as I have breath, I will praise his name. As long as I have breath, I will worship him. And I don't care where it's at, or where I'm at, or what I'm doing, or what I got, I'm going to praise his holy name. Whether it's at work, or whether it's at home, or whether it's here at church, or whether it's at another church, I don't care. I'm going to praise his name.
Amen.
Come on. I hope that's your desire this morning. I hope that's, when you come, this is your desire. It's not to focus on the person next to you. It's not to worry about somebody else. It's not about them. It's about what you're giving to God. It's about what you're telling God. Come on. Every time we start focusing on other things or somebody else and all that other mess is when we get off. I just want to praise him this morning. I want you to have that desire in your heart to praise him. To sacrifice yourself for him. That's my desire. He is such a good God.
Amen.
He is such a loving God. He's done so many wonderful things for so many people. I have witnessed things in my life that just absolutely blow my mind. I've seen people healed. I've seen people delivered from addictions. And not just over a period of time, but I've seen people delivered completely of addictions. And that can only come from the power of God. And I know those people. I've got friends there. I've got a friend that was an alcoholic for 20 years. Couldn't get his life straight, but one day he finally gave it up to Christ. And he hasn't had a drink since. Gone. No desire. That only comes from God. Because not everybody is able to do that. But God is. Drug addictions. All kinds of things I've seen. God is so good. Many of us have a lot to be thankful for. So many of us. Every one of us. Every day I get up and I got breath in my lungs, I thank him. I thank him because I know what he's done for me. Lord, Lord, I just praise your name. Lord, I just praise your name. God, you're so good. Just think about that this morning. Right now, just take a moment. Just take a moment to just close your eyes and just think of all the great blessings that God has done for you in your life. Look at the families that he's given. And although sometimes families were not perfect, but God gave them to you. But yet He gave us an opportunity. God is so good. Lord, I pray this morning, if there's anyone here that doesn't have that personal relationship, that doesn't know You like I do, and like many others here, Lord, I just ask that today's the day to surrender yourself. Let God take control of your life. He can bless you more than I can even speak. My words are not big enough for what power and mighty acts that God can do. Lord, I praise You. I honor You this morning. Lord, bless these people that are here this morning. Let them leave here understanding that our sacrifice and praise is pleasing to You. Our worship is pleasing to You. Keep us safe. Let Your Holy Spirit be in complete control of our lives. And thank You for Your grace and mercy and love. I praise You again and again and again and again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.